Welcome to the AI Daily Roundup for July 8, 2026. Anthropic just found a hidden notepad inside Claude's brain, a structure that was never programmed, emerged on its own, and when you delete it, multi-step reasoning collapses.
That is a genuinely unsettling finding in the best possible way. But before we get there, we've got a packed model release day to get through, starting with OpenAI.
Right, GPT Sol goes public this Thursday, along with Terra and Luna variants. OpenAI is expanding preview access globally ahead of the full rollout.
Sol, Terra, Luna, that naming scheme suggests they're building out a whole model family rather than just iterating on a single flagship. Do we know how the three variants differentiate?
The digest doesn't break that out, so we'll have to wait for Thursday's launch details. What we do know is the release cadence from OpenAI continues to be relentless.
Staying on model releases, Meta had a big drop too.
Meta Superintelligence Labs released Muse Image and an early preview of Muse Video. Muse Image uses RL-driven chain of thought with emergent self-refinement, composes from multiple reference images, renders clean in image text, and shows log-linear ALO scaling with test-time compute.
The self-refinement behavior wasn't explicitly programmed. It emerged from RL training. That detail is worth sitting with because it's not just a capable image model, it's a signal about what Meta's new superintelligence lab is actually building toward.
And Tencent rounds out the model releases. Their Hunyuan team officially open-sourced Hi-3. A sparse mixture of experts model that claims to match open source models with 2 to 5 times the parameters while running on less than half the hardware of competitors like GLM-5.2.
It leads on web research and tool use, but trails on coding tasks like SWEbench. What's the licensing situation?
Apache 2, and that's deliberate. Tencent is explicitly trying to sidestep the regional restrictions that hurt earlier Chinese open-source models and go after global developer adoption.
Smart move. Okay, shifting over to developer tooling, Google had some agent infrastructure news.
Google announced new managed agents capabilities in the Gemini API, including background task execution and remote MCP support, all aimed at helping developers ship production-ready agents.
Background task execution is the key one there. Agents that stop running when a session closes aren't really agents. This closes a real gap for Gemini-based production work.
There's also a pair of observability pieces worth covering together. AWS engineers demonstrated using OpenTelemetry and OpenSearch to bring unified observability to agentic AI systems, arguing that traditional logmetric trace models buckle under the non-determinism of multi-agent architectures.
And the open-source pairing is specifically designed to avoid the siloed telemetry problem you get with proprietary tooling stacks. That's a meaningful architectural choice.
Alongside that, there's a practical breakdown of LLM observability, framing it as a flight recorder for AI apps, spans capture latency, and token usage per step. A second model acts as judge for quality scoring, and you monitor those scores across all requests over time.
The core insight is the difference between "we think it failed here" and "we know it failed here." At production scale, that distinction is both a competitive and a safety-critical one.
Jumping over to infrastructure, Tencent Cloud open-sourced Cube Sandbox, a Rust-built sandbox service designed specifically for AI agent isolation. It pulled nearly 1,700 GitHub stars in its first week.
Instant, concurrent, secure, and lightweight, those are exactly the properties you need for safe, autonomous agent deployment. A Rust-native open-source option from a major cloud provider is a meaningful addition here.
Okay, now to the research story I teased at the top. Anthropic researchers discovered that Claude spontaneously developed an internal workspace they're calling JSpace, a hidden notepad of active concepts that steers reasoning off-screen. It was never programmed. It emerged during training.
And the editing experiments are what make this concrete. When they swapped an internal spider concept for ant in JSpace, the model flipped a leg count answer from 8 to 6. You can read it and write to it.
Deleting JSpace leaves basic chat intact, but collapses multi-step problem solving entirely. The structure maps closely to what neuroscientists call global workspace theory in humans, and Anthropic is framing this as a landmark result for interpretability.
It also quietly keeps the AI consciousness debate very much alive. A brain-like reasoning structure that emerged spontaneously and can be edited to change outputs, that's not a thing you can just wave away.
Moving into applications, QuTI and General Intuition released Myra, an open-source world model trained on 10,000 hours of AI bot gameplay that runs a fully playable 2v2 Rocket League match with no game engine, no physics code, and no human data.
It renders boost meters, crashes, and synchronized screens for 4 players at 20 frames per second on a single NVIDIA GPU. What's the catch?
For second memory horizon, so goal replays get confidently hallucinated. But the code, training data, and a playable demo are all open-sourced. And as a proof of concept for world models as interactive simulation environments, it's pretty striking.
On the Anthropic product side, Claude Cowork is going cloud native, moving off the desktop so scheduled tasks keep running even when no device is on, with a unified interface across web, desktop, and mobile.
On web and desktop, Claude Chat and Cowork now share a single interface with shared projects and artifacts. Mobile gets a dedicated Cowork section. Beta is live now for max plan subscribers at $100 a month and up.
Persistent cloud-backed tasks that survive device sleep are really the prerequisite for Cowork to be a genuine productivity tool rather than a demo. This is the update that makes it credible.
Meta also launched Content Seal, a hidden provenance signal baked into every image generated by the Meta AI app and AI, Meta.com that survives cropping, compression, and resizing.
And a public verification tool is being previewed so anyone can check whether an image carries the watermark. Durable watermarking at platform scale is one of the most practical near-term tools we have for combating AI-generated misinformation.
There's also a fairly alarming data story about AI and code review. Pharos instrumented 22,000 developers in April 2026 and found code churn up 861%, incidents per PR up 243%, review time up 441%, and 31% more PRs merged with zero review.
AI agents write faster than humans can read, and the traditional pull request review process was never designed for this throughput. Teams that don't reinvent their quality gates around AI-native workflows are shipping more incidents, not fewer.
On the enterprise deployment side, Schneider Electric is running 60-plus AI agents in production across 100-plus countries, all traced through self-hosted Lang Smith, including an AI assistant serving 160,000 employees.
That's not a pilot, that's operational. For enterprises still figuring out the path from experimentation to production, this is a real blueprint.
And there's a sharp piece on what's being called the invisible data problem in enterprise AI. Agents failing not because of bad data, but because of undocumented exceptions, approval rationale, and institutional judgment calls that run businesses but never enter any system of record.
Without the reasoning behind the data, agent decisions grow inconsistent and untrustworthy over time. It's arguably the most underdiagnosed failure mode in enterprise AI, and it gets worse as stakes go up.
Let's get into the business side of things. Coinbase runs 1,200 production agents and cut its AI infrastructure costs in half by routing workloads across multiple models rather than committing to a single provider.
Versal is routing over 1 trillion tokens a day across its platform, and both Versal's CEO Guillermo Roch and Coinbase's Brian Armstrong are publicly advocating for multi-model architectures. Single provider lock-in is getting hard to justify.
Versal also made an acquisition. They bought BetterAuth, the open-source TypeScript auth framework with 4.7 million weekly NPM downloads, specifically to solve the problem of agents acting under user credentials rather than their own identity.
Right now, you can't scope, audit, or shut down individual agents cleanly because they're all borrowing the user's credentials. Versal is betting that owning auth at the framework layer is the right place to fix that.
On the regulatory front, Illinois just became the first U.S. state to mandate annual third-party AI safety audits and public reporting. Governor Pritzker signed the bill, and notably both Anthropic and OpenAI backed the legislation.
AI labs publicly supporting binding safety audits in their own backyard is a real shift in regulatory posture. Whether that signals genuine conviction or strategic positioning, the precedent is set.
And out of China, ByteDance and Alibaba are shutting down AI companion features in Doubao and Qwen ahead of a Beijing rule targeting chatbots and emotional dependency, effective this month.
Beijing is actively drawing lines around AI's role in personal relationships, and that precedent will influence how global competitors think about companion AI features in other regulated markets.
Wrapping up with one that flew under the radar but clearly didn't stay there. A GitHub repository cataloging extracted system prompts from Claude, ChatGPT, Gemini, Grok, Cursor, Copilot, and more has racked up over 5,300 stars this week and got picked up by the Washington Post.
System prompts are the hidden layer shaping how AI products actually behave. Having them publicly documented and compared is a transparency forcing function the industry wasn't quite ready for. And it covers a striking range of versions, including Claude Fable 5, GPT Thinking, and Gemini 3.5 Flash.
That's everything for July 8th. A lot of ground covered, but the Anthropic JSpace finding is the one that's going to keep people talking. We'll see you tomorrow.